Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. What just happened in Pennsylvania is extraordinary. Doug Mastriano joins us to react. Pro-life activist raided by the FBI while there's bedlam in the streets of Pennsylvania. Alex Marlowe talks about an IRS complaint he has filed against the Good Info Foundation. Very important story. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast, type in Charlie Kirk Show, and subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Again, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. With us right now is Alex Marlowe from Breitbart.com. Alex is one of the smartest guys on the entire conservative landscape, and he runs one of my favorite websites, Breitbart.com, of which I am a daily visitor. Alex, welcome back to the program.
Charlie, it is a pleasure to be on with you. I'm so grateful that you're offering your audience for my news and opinion.
So, Alex, I want to play this tape here just to refresh our audience's memory, which is there was a shocking video that was released out there about a nonprofit, a 501c3, that was paying people to make anti-Trump videos, but not just anti-Trump videos, flagrantly trying to influence an election and showing that the $65 million pot of money was being used against what the regulation codes would say. Let's play cut 37.
I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation. That is completely not true. So first thing first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Info Foundation. Jane sent me a message letting me know she represented the Good Info Foundation and that she was willing to offer a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th.
So we have other clips to build this out, but first, Alex, you saw this, and as a journalist, this disturbed you, and you decided to do something about it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Charlie, and I guess we're breaking some news here on the show, and I don't even know if this is me as a journalist. It is to a degree, I guess, because everything in my mind, I'm sure you feel similarly, is content at some point because I'm on the radio and I've got a website. But this is as much me being a citizen here. This is a flagrant example of someone admitting if what he says is true. And at Breitbart, we've spoken to this individual and he does not appear to be a Trump supporter named Preston Moore, Harvard-trained lawyer. And if what he says is true, we're seeing flagrant violations of 501c3 rules that forbid people from participating in politics, both directly or indirectly. And you would think, Charlie, in an era where we're talking about adding 87,000 new IRS agents, this would be front and center for the IRS. So earlier today, I filed a complaint, and I filed a complaint, yes, as a journalist, but also as an American individual who thinks that this is clear corruption, and I don't trust the government to look into it unless someone like me reaches out.
Yeah, and that does potentially get followed up upon or whatever. But it does also just kind of throw a marker in the sand like, hey, you know, this is in your files now, right? And by the way, so Alex, it's important to note, though, it's not like this was some blunder or if someone was speaking at some event and they said something they shouldn't say. No, this is seems to be a big organization funded by some of the wealthiest people on the planet with direct instructions that would then defy the code. Let's play cut 38. It's a longer clip. And then, Alex, after the clip, tell us who's behind this organization.
Sure.
Because this feels like this has a midterm strategy using charitable funds. Play cut 38.
These are the specific requirements in order to obtain that $400 of how I should refer to the January 6th Capitol raid. Number one, I must call this a criminal conspiracy. Number two, I must say Trump Republicans were responsible. Number three, I must frame it as an attack on my country, an attack on America or Americans, a criminal conspiracy, and a committed crime. I must attribute the matter to MAGA Republicans. I must make clear that this was ongoing and unresolved, and most importantly, that I must channel all of this unto the manipulation of voter agencies so that I could turn their anger around this event into defiance that would make people more likely to vote in midterms. And the thing that struck me the most was this part, where I was told to talk about the aspects of the Trump campaign's plan, and I was supposed to say that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen.
So Alex, you made some big news here. You just announced that you filed a formal complaint. It's a big deal, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, making that news. Talk more about who's behind this group. This is not some fledgling thing. This is not some local community college. You know, like, again, if it's like a local activist, like whatever. No, this is a monster that now we have evidence to show is directly defying what the actual rules of engagement are. Explain.
Yeah. And first of all, Charlie, let me just clarify a few things. There are a lot of amazing things he just said in there. He said specifically that he was paid to go after Trump Republicans.
Yes.
And MAGA Republicans. He specifically used the word midterm. So he was being told by this organization, if he's to be believed, and there's no reason not to believe him based on this, that he was being told to meddle in the 2022 election and use tax exempt status in order to do that, to explicitly help Democrat candidates. We spoke to him at Breitbart, and he said they wanted me to use fear to manipulate people into voting blue or into voting not Trump. And when they're giving examples of things they wanted me to say, don't say Trump and his allies, say Trump Republicans. So this is just really explicit, way over the top, in clear violations of everything that we know to be on the books. Now, to your question, who's behind it? These names, one name definitely will not surprise you because he's behind every anti-Trump and anti-conservative and anti, America First issue, and that is George Soros. He's funded this group.
And how much? Sorry to interrupt. It's a serious amount of money, right? We're talking about millions of dollars.
Well, likely, but we don't know yet because it's a brand new group. And this is what's fascinating. True, they Charlie, they only got their 501c3 status in April of this year. So they got right down to business knowing that they were going to be able to influence this election before any investigation took place. Even if the IRS does look into them, and I'm not holding my breath, though I hope they do, there's no way we're going to have a conclusion before they already interfere in the election. This is the design. They keep designing new places and new ways to get this billionaire cash.
This is really important before we go to Reid Hoffman and all that, Alex.
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt, because they kind of did this with CTCL, right? Center for Technology and Civic Life, which is we're going to stand up a group quick enough and then disassemble it by the time accountability might come. The CTCL is basically defunct, if I understand now. Right.
We've written about this type of phenomenon with this group called Arabella Advisors, which basically has an office or several floors of offices in D.C. in the middle of town. And they just change the names on the door. It's all the same people. They just change what the group is called.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's just on any given day, that's what they do. They just change the name. And then now we're a new group. And it's the same pots of money. And we'll see these patterns as I talk to you throughout the show today. But it is Reid Hoffman is the other guy who is the bigwig here. And he appears to me to be one of the dumbest guys in high tech. I don't know. Maybe he's a really bright guy. But he's a 55-year-old billionaire. And he helped launch PayPal. But he's best known for founding LinkedIn in 2022. And his activities are largely hidden from the public. But what we know about him is that he's been a mega, mega, mega donor, like a Soros, almost like a Bloomberg or a Laureen Powell Jobs, which we've talked about. And the Laureen Powell Jobs connection here is thick because she, as we've discussed on the show at least a year or so ago, Charlie, she was involved in this group called Acronym, which runs the Courier Newsroom, which basically launders Democrat talking points into local news to make you think you're reading local news. You're really reading Democrat talking points. It's a semi-genius, a super offensive way of manipulating elections. Laureen Powell Jobs created it. Reid Hoffman is a big backer of it. So this is what he's doing. So he's funded Acronym. He's invested in the Courier Newsroom. He has these pro-DNC talking points that he funds, but he's also deeply linked to China. And LinkedIn is the single most China-friendly American social media network. I mean, it makes Twitter and Facebook are patriots compared to what LinkedIn does. He's buddy-buddy with Chinese regulators, and he even helped Airbnb smooth out their Chinese business model. He's invited, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein to a big event at MIT. This is one of the worst guys in Silicon Valley, and he's the one funding this group. And thank goodness for this guy, Preston Moore, for speaking out and perhaps starting the ball rolling in this.
It might be a little threat. Right. So this is important, though. It's kind of this we're going to build a tent and collapse it model. and there's a better way to phrase it, but essentially the model is we know we're doing something on the edge or nefarious, and so we're not here to build infrastructure institutions because those things over a period of time will eventually be criticized or audited. But we're just going to kind of put up a Potemkin village, use it for a little bit. It's break it down and move it to the next city. It's really kind of like a traveling circus
model. That's right.
Right? It's like by the time... You know, by the time the kid wakes up the next day, you know, it's like the movie Big, right? Is that no? You know which one I'm talking about, where the kid goes back and he becomes older or younger. Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Big, but I like the traveling circus. Hanks. I mean, that's exactly
It was a traveling circus, and it was a traveling circus where it's like this thing happens to him. By the next, he wants to find accountability, and the circus is gone. It's like, wait a second, you know, did they chop off my arm? Sorry, they're in Cincinnati now. Like, oh, really? Like, how am I supposed to hold them accountable? But it's the traveling circus is the model because they know they're doing something that if they did it over a repeated period of time, they would get in trouble. This is a very important point of how the left operates. And also is very revealing that they probably know that there's more liability and vulnerability here than they'll ever lead on. Alex Marlowe, amazing job holding these bad guys accountable. Editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, making some news here about filing a former IRS complaint. Look, I don't feel too good about the coming months and years, do you? That's why now is the perfect time to stock up on emergency food you're probably going to need very, very soon. Listen, emergency food is not for the paranoid. It is for the prudent. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company. They're currently offering a generous 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit gives you a wide variety of delicious breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, snacks, and more, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. It feeds one person for 3 solid months, but this sale ends soon. Go to preparewithkirk.com right now and grab your 20% savings off a 3-month kit. This is an affordable way to build your emergency food stockpile while you still can. If the day ever comes when you need to fall back on this food, it will be worth much more than what you paid. I promise. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. The movie I was thinking of is Big, where Tom Hanks plays in the movie. And basically, there's a traveling circus, and a young 12-year-old shows up to some sort of weird machine, and then he wakes up as an adult, and he tries to come back to the circus, and it's gone the next morning. That sounds like Arabelle Advisors, doesn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it's exactly what they do. And what's funny, though, is that everyone in Washington loves it. They're so excited, but they think it's a genius business model and they all get in on it. And then the billionaire class recruits other billionaires to engage in this activity. It's so corrupt. We're living in an oligarchy right now, Charlie. And the only way we can stop it is if these bureaucratic organizations stop treating it as though there are two systems of justice in this country. This should be a slam dunk case for the IRS. But I have to be concerned that there's going to be some sort of blowback against me or people around me because I filed this complaint and I dared to point out the obvious that these groups are engaging in blatant election meddling.
You deserve a lot of courage. And again, it's not like it's just some one-off thing. It's a $65 million pot of money. And that doesn't get factored, Alex, into all the spending, right, that we calculate for midterm elections. That's a massive amount. And so then the question is, does Reid Hoffman, Laureen Powell Jobs, and Soros' team, are they aware that this is the model? That's a question, right? Are they aware that they kind of wink and nod and send charitable resources towards this?
Yeah, I always assume that they're a step or two ahead of our side on this stuff in terms of organization, in terms of grassroots activism, in terms of community organizing. And so I always assume that they know exactly what they're doing and that they're engaging in this behavior intentionally. They know full well that it's corrupt, but they don't care. And they've tipped their hand to this a number of times because they have suggested in many occasions that they will try to achieve their political aims by any means necessary. This is a phrase you constantly hear uttered by the left. You never hear it uttered by the right. So I take them at their word. And they're willing to corrupt the entire American system, and they're willing to buy votes, and they're willing to, in the most Orwellian way possible, get people to claim they are fighting misinformation while blatantly lying to the public, as is the case here with Preston Moore, a whistleblower. They don't care at all, Charlie. They just want to win and make sure the MAGAs or the MAGATs, if you want to call it, get kept out of Capitol Hill this November.
So on that note here, Alex, I want to just shift gears in the couple minutes we have remaining. You know, we talked about the Italian elections at great length in the first hour.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a global wave of sovereignty happening. Sweden, the local elections in France, The Italian elections are a shock to a lot of it. Obviously, they smear the opposition as fascist.
Sure.
When something happens they don't like. Where do you see this going? Are you seeing, in your opinion, a robust populist bottom-up movement against some of these forces of Davos? I mean, you gave a great speech at the Great Reset Conference.
Thank you. Your thoughts? Yeah, I'm really proud of that speech. So hopefully everyone checks it out on Turning Point's YouTube page, et cetera. We have it at Breitbart also. I think you're right. We're so thrilled in the Breitbart newsroom. Everyone is so over the moon excited because if you hear Giorgia Meloni speak, you hear her talking about national sovereignty. You hear her talking about a tax code that works for families, to having families, talking about limited immigration, talking about standing up to EU, standing up to the fake news, is the exact content that's resonating with American audiences. And their press is just as bad as our press here. And the people, in the most democratic way possible, Joe Biden acts like he's got a claim on democracy. It's another Orwellian lie. Stood up and said, we want her. This is our gal. And it's so cool to watch. And hopefully it's a sign of things to come in Europe.
Yeah, and we're just looking at the news stories here at Breitbart.com. It's the lead, Breitbart.com. Meloni alliance projected to win outright majority following historic election. Italians have sent a clear message. Do you think that's going to manifest in November here, Alex?
I'm an eternal optimist in this stuff, Charlie, and I believe that people know better than the elites and the media class. I don't think we should play it that way. I think everyone should assume it's going to be a razor's edge in November, but I'm still feeling positive about things. I'm feeling that there is a rebuke of the Great Reset, of the globalists, of the World Economic Forum, and of the establishment that's still taking place in this country.
Well said. Alex Marlow from Breitbart.com, and thank you for your great work in filing that complaint. I think the people of America thank you for that. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Charlie.
Look, Charlie Kirk here. I need to tell you about Reggie in Florida, who wrote in about his experience with the 100% drug-free Relief Factor. Reggie is one of those people who've had a pretty quick success with Relief Factor. I hear about these all the time. It's amazing. He said, I had a lot of aches and pains from aging. And after 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Reggie, I'm glad you've gotten relief and hope to hear more from you as time goes by. As you all know, I take Relief Factor, your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains, from active daily living, could be just to order the 3-week quick start, deeply discounted, only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it out for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor. The FBI is completely out of control. We've talked about that at great length. And over the weekend, inexplicably, with guns drawn, the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided a man in Pennsylvania, a Catholic pro-life speaker who was previously accused of blocking an abortion clinic with those charges dropped, by the way. And so then the United States Department of Justice, run by the craven Merrick Garland, sends in a SWAT team. That's right, a SWAT team. Mark Houck is this man's name. Let's get a picture of him up on stage, on screen. By the way, if you listen to conservative media and they are not at least focusing one or two segments on this story, send them a message. This is one of the most outrageous things I've seen in quite some time. Father of seven, Mark Houck, with seven kids, had his entire home raided as if he's some sort of narco drug criminal, as if he's some sort of cocaine peddler, as if he's smuggling fentanyl into the country. Now, in a scenario where you believe he did something wrong, of which I see no evidence he did anything wrong, zero. The civil case was dropped against him. The local charges were dropped against him. Why don't they just show up via his attorney on Monday morning with one or two agents, say, here's a warrant for your arrest, sir, will you please come? No, instead, they go shock and awe into this guy's house as if they're trying to take out Osama bin Laden. The FBI goes pure Zero Dark 30 against this guy. Now put that picture back up. Does this look like a semi-fascist family? But that family's a huge threat to the regime. They're Catholic. There's 9 of them if you include the parents. They're all smiling and they're happy. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation comes in full-fledged this weekend. What is he accused of? Reading from LifeSite News. Mark Houck is the project and president of King's Men, which promotes healing for victims of pornography addiction and promotes Christian virtues among men in the United States and Europe. He used to drive 2 hours south of Philadelphia every Wednesday to sidewalk counsel for 6 to 8 hours a day, trying to tell women, hey, there's a God that loves you. There's other options out there, which is constitutionally protected speech, by the way. It has been tried in every court. You are allowed to sidewalk counsel. Allegedly, they said that he prevented somebody from going into the abortion clinic, which it does not seem as if there's any evidence to show that. The local and state officials say that's not true. I mean, they didn't press charges. This was a year later. Now, there is a federal law that shows, it says it's a freedom of access to clinic entrances. But his side of the story is that he was protecting a 12-year-old son from a Planned Parenthood activist and someone who fell to the ground, and it was a very murky, convoluted, heated situation. We've all been in situations, not exactly outside of abortion clinics, where somebody overreacts, there's two sides to the story, you look back and one person misrepresented it, it's murky. By the way, it could be a traffic dispute, it could be a fender bender, it could be any one of those things. So Ryan Houck, out of nowhere, gets a visit from the FBI. Not an agent, not two agents. I'm sorry, Mark Houck gets a visit named Mark Houck. And let me read this. Ryan Marie, who is a homeschooling mother, that's the other reason they have to raid their house, described how a SWAT team of 25 to 30 FBI agents swarmed their property with 15 vehicles at 7:05 a.m. this morning. Having quickly surrounded the house with rifles in firing position, they started pounding on the door and yelling for us to open. Before opening the door, she explained her husband tried to calm them, saying, please, I'm going to open the door, but please, my children are in the home. I have 7 babies in the house. But the FBI kept on pounding and screaming. When he opened the door, they, quote, had huge big black rifles pointed at Mark and pointed at me and kind of pointed throughout the house. When they came in, they ordered the kids to stay upstairs. Our staircase is open, so we're all at the top of stairs with faces to the front door. Asked whether or not they had a warrant, the FBI said they're going to take him whether they had a warrant or not. When the mother, Ryan Marie, protested, saying that that is kidnapping, quote, you can't just come to a person's home and kidnap them at gunpoint, they agreed to get to the warrant. They get the warrant from one of their vehicles. What is going on? Well, we know what's going on. The cruelty is the point. The point is to make a public demonstration out of this. The man running for governor of Pennsylvania, who, boy, I hope he wins and we're behind him, has spoken out clearly against this, is Doug Mastriano, and he joins us right now. Doug, this is outrageous. This has to stop. What are your thoughts?
I'm absolutely disgusted by this, Charlie. I mean, and just for a perspective here, so in Afghanistan, when we would go after known insurgents, you know, with weapons that have killed Americans and Afghanis, there'd be these kind of night raids with maybe 30 or so operatives and with, you know, 15 or so vehicles. And seriously, so we're going to pull up to an American citizen's house with no extensive record or any record of criminality other than having a shoving match outside of a clinic that was dropped by the Second Circuit Court last year. And they're going to go in with all that law enforcement when there's a complete breakdown of society in Philadelphia, and are targeting a father of 7, waving weapons in his face. I mean, this is dangerous. That's an escalation. Thank God Mark was cool-headed enough to de-escalate because of the ridiculous nature of what's going on around him. And it needs to end. And my opponent, Josh Shapiro, he stands for this. He's good with this kind of operation against conservatives. He does see us as a threat to, you know, quote-unquote democracy. And it needs to end. This is out of control.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're running against a total snake. Shapiro's a bad dude, and we're going to talk about that at some length. But Doug, I want to compliment you on your courage, because some people are not talking about this. They say, oh, it's too controversial, but you're running for office for the right reasons. You're running a grassroots campaign in Pennsylvania, and you're gaining huge momentum. You're within striking distance of Shapiro, who's a very, very bad person, very bad guy. And you're speaking out against this. Talk about how, I mean, I'm sure like the traditional consultant class in Pennsylvania says, oh, keep your mouth shut. You release a press release and says, you say very, you know, very clearly, the continued weaponization of the FBI and persecution by Joe Biden's DOJ against ordinary Americans is an outrage. Philadelphia crime is up massive, rapes, arson, murders, car break-ins, and yet the FBI rolls in hot with 25, 30 agents, guns drawn, as if this pro-life activist is El Chapo. Why are we putting up with this?
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem. And Charlie, that's exactly why I'm running for office. You know, I did not need this job. And, you know, most colonels ride off in the sunset. We get a, you know, sweet opportunity offered to us to go away with all of our credentials and, you know, with all of our experiences on top secret clearance, colonel vetted numerous times, all kinds of experiences, PhD, master's degree, award-winning author. I had the sweet offer as well. And I could not bring myself to ride off in the sunset because the breakdown of our society. And so that's why I'm running for office. That's why I'm running for governor, to restore order and restore freedom and to roll back this tyrannical overreach that we've seen really since 2020, but before that.
So talk more about your race. You're within striking distance against Shapiro. Talk about that.
Yeah, recent polls from Trafalgar, Emerson College, and from Barris's group have us between, you know, 3 points away to tied. And I have not even run any major ads around the state yet, which starts pretty soon. In Democrat areas, there's internal polling, you know, in the deep, deep blue areas of Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh. Over the past month or two, I've cut in half, Josh's lead over me. I mean, it's incredible what's going on here. And these kind of actions by the Department of Justice and the collapsing economy and the lawlessness that we saw in the Mayfair area of Philadelphia this weekend at the Wawa, where a bunch of ruffians came in and tore the sewer up.
You're exactly right. It's unbelievable. It's third world stuff.
It really is. And, you know, and law enforcement stood aside. I mean, bring in the paddy wagon, use an old term there, and arrest those people. But they did nothing. And that kind of lawlessness and this kind of overreach by the federal government is bringing people to my side because they see Josh Shapiro as a continuation of this dangerous turn against our democracy, against our republic, against our freedoms.
Doug Mastriano is here. What is your website for people to support you?
And thank you for this opportunity, because we're not getting a lot of love from the major Republican organizations around the country here. So it's up to the people. And I know last time you had me on, people from across the nation reached out to us. So it's DougForGov.com.
Doug4Gov.com. Doug is running a contrarian grassroots campaign. What I mean by contrarian, he's speaking the truth regardless of whether he's in a general or a primary. He's got a mass following in Pennsylvania. And I tell you what, this midterm election, I think, is going to surprise a lot of different people. The Democrats are pouring money in, but he's running up against a very treacherous person who's done incredible damage to Pennsylvania, and he's floundering. Shapiro has no constituency, and there is huge momentum. And by the way, we're going to talk about some of the recent polls that are coming out. Our predictions are coming true of what's happening nationwide. It seems as if, I mean, it's very possible that things happen gradually, then suddenly. The next 40 days could be catastrophic for the Democrat regime. It looks as if they are trending very poorly. Republicans are getting their act together. But Doug Mastriano becoming governor of Pennsylvania would be just so special. I'll tell you what. Doug Mastriano was mentioning the anarchy in the streets. So this is a Wawa store in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dozens of vigilante thug criminals that just totally ransacked the store. That's happening. And then what do? They go send 25 armed SWAT team people to a pro-life activist father of seven. Anarcho-tyranny, everybody. We've talked about this for quite some time. Anarchy in the streets, tyranny against political dissidents. Play cut 43. Doug, total bedlam. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just indicative of where we're headed. I mean, you framed it absolutely true. We're going to crush and come in with overwhelming force anyone that we deem as a domestic terrorist because they don't have the same ideas as the state has. It's not an approved idea there that can stand for pro-life issues, apparently. But on the other side here, you can organize a group and bring them to Wawa and make it look like a third world war torn country and then walk away. Maybe that team of 30 SWAT and operatives should go to the organizers of that kind of action rather than some father of seven flinging weapons in their faces and just madness. This has to end. On our side here, once again, thank God Mark de-escalated when the police clearly were over the top. And on our side here, we got to keep our heads and don't do anything stupid. We have our last say, our last word on 8 November. We need to win in Pennsylvania. We need to win Congress back and rein in this overreach from the DOJ.
I could not agree more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and then go to doug4gov.com. That is doug4gov.com. Doug, we are behind you. You're welcome anytime. Stay on the issue. Stay the case. Campaign hard. You got voting month there in Pennsylvania. I think ballots are coming out soon. Is that right?
Yeah, sadly, it starts, I think, in a week or so. So we're heading in a home stretch here, 43 days away, and it's imperative that instead of just waving our fists at the TV, getting involved, donate, volunteer, get out the vote. That's the least you can do.
That's right, and become a precinct committeeman. And make sure if you're going to vote in Pennsylvania, which obviously you should, vote securely. So drop off your ballot in a secure place or go vote in a local precinct. Doug Mastriano, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.